Do you know where I work?
Yeah. You're soundboarding me.
Wait, but if you know where I work, you must be my boss.
You know what? With the quality of what I've seen tonight, you got about one more strike and you're fired.
No, that's not true. I've actually
The people upstairs are not happy.
They're very happy. You have no idea. Great. They're happier. How would you know how happy the people are upstairs?
Well, you know.
Do you live upstairs?
I live upstairs.
You're the guy from upstairs?
No, I'm the guy that the guy upstairs sends out to let the guys downstairs know when he's not happy. He, she, it.
He, she, it, and them. All types of beings are happy, and all types of beings are unhappy at the same time. Maybe that's because you're talking to them incorrectly. Did you ever consider that?
I just think you should consider and then reconsider your motivations when there's a big difference between traveling through time and manipulating time.
But
and you think you're Houdini sometimes, but you think nobody saw you, and just because nobody blinked doesn't mean nobody saw.
But I like it when they see. I'm not.
Well,
I don't want to manipulate them. I'm trying to communicate. Manipulation is not what I'm about.
We're not necessarily talking about people. We're talking about events as well.
You're the one who likes to manipulate. I just communicate. If you
all I'm doing is communicating myself.
Well, then we have nothing to argue about, do we?
Was it or not you at the that almost ruined the landing?
But the landing.
Columbus. But the Columbus ships.
So
the Columbus incident.
But Columbus was a terrible person.
Yeah, but you were supposed to just watch.
That wasn't my fault. I was taking aspirin at that point. You knew that.
Everybody. That was pretty magnificent, though. It was pretty ballsy. I'll give you that.
It was my favorite part.
But if you're going to start it, just like what they're doing now in this other war over here. If you're going to start it, you should have finished it. You should have sunk all three of them right there.
I know. It's true. You're right. I agree. But in my defense, I would argue that I did not exist, and I still don't. So that's key. And if I existed at the time, I would certainly have done exactly what you just said. But I didn't exist. So, you can't blame me for not existing. That's your fault.
Talking about bending the laws of time and space, I tell you. I'll let you get back to your show. I'm going to go back upstairs and give my report.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. You don't know how much it means to me. It means the world to me that you called. Please call anytime.
Don't hurt them, Hammer.
Okay, they haven't been hurt yet. But if they do get hurt, should I tell them to call you first?
No, don't call me.
Okay. Well, thanks again for calling in. And good night from Weirdos TV. Special guest caller. Our special guest tonight on Weirdos TV.
Finally, I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Lifetime on a dare to see if you can do it.
Watching humans over time for 33,000 years. Yes, I was dared after being a little critical in judgment to take a ride myself.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, see, what I was working for the people, you know, that you have to deal with after you die, and then
yes.
I got a job working with them, like directing movies, you know, for people who had recently died but couldn't accept it.
Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Jeremy, I just realized something.
Yes, John?
Can I tell you what I just realized?
What did you realize, John?
That the United States needs to surrender to Haiti. That's the newest one. Haiti.
Haiti?
I've been meeting people from Haiti recently, from
Haiti?
The U.S. government. You know, Haiti? H-E-R, Haiti.
And they said that,
what about
that if the United States surrenders to Haiti, they'll stop all the zombies, but the United States needs to rebuild Haiti and give them $3 trillion, and they rebuild the entire island and make it look like Palm Beach, Florida, or Bel Air, California.
But I think instead of Haiti, they should embrace Lovey.
Haiti, the country, you know that.
Haiti is very negative. Lovey is much more positive.
Gilligan,
you rebuild the entire country of Haiti
Skipper.
For $3 trillion and make it look like Florida, like Bel Air, California, or Palm Beach, Florida. That's the newest thing. And they said that if they surrender to Haiti and give them $3 trillion and rebuild the entire country, that Haiti will turn up all the zombies here.
But that's okay, because we'll just be living on Gilligan's Island. We won't have to worry about it.
It would be nice living in Haiti. It would look like Palm Beach, Florida, or Bel Air, California.
You're not doing a good job recommending this to me.
All the United States has to do is surrender to Haiti, and then they said that it'll be an out-of-court settlement, and they rebuild Haiti with $3 trillion. And nobody will ever know that the United States surrendered to Haiti because it's a sealed court case.
I say don't give in to Haiti. Lovey is better.
I'm willing to give in to Haiti. I'm inundated by zombies. We're inundated by zombies. I think we should surrender to Haiti. I think it's worth it in the long run.
Hey, some of my best friends are zombies.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, I remember when they invaded Haiti. I remember when they invaded Haiti. Bill Clinton invaded Haiti.
Zombies?
We should surrender to Haiti and just give them $3 trillion, adequate settlement. And then they said that it'll be a closed court case and no one will ever know the United States surrendered to Haiti.
You and I will know. You and I.
But it's worth it in the end. There's no more zombies. And then Haiti looks like Palm Beach, Florida.
Music.
Palm Beach. Music. You like Palm Beach, Florida?
No, I hate Palm Beach, Florida.
Or Bel Air, California, or something like that.
Music.
It'd be wonderful. Music. I mean, I can go there and, like, I know somebody who lives in a government condo in Haiti.
But Palm Beach,
and I know
Florida is like the worst.
Who lives in a fancy condo in Haiti. And everyone wants the United States to surrender to Haiti and give them $3 trillion. $3 trillion. And Italy wants to rebuild the entire sewer system.
Michael, do you have
And France wants to build all these houses over there.
Well, hold on. Michael, do you have $3 trillion you could lend me so I could, pay the ransom to Haiti for the...
Give it to Haiti. It's worth it in the long run, Mr. Jeremy.
Right. So, Michael, just lend me $3 billion for now.
Look, Trump is a zombie. Hillary Clinton is a zombie. We're inundated by zombies.
But it doesn't matter. We'll surrender.
If we surrender to Haiti, they'll turn off all the zombies.
So let's do
In the long run, it'll be better.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So Michael, you give me the $3
billion. All right.
I'll surrender to Haiti.
Trillion.
Well, I tell you what. Give me $3 billion. I will invest it in some very good stocks. And when they go up, I'll have $3 trillion. And then we'll take the $3 trillion and we'll pay off Haiti. Does that sound like a good plan?
No, it's $3 trillion. You rebuild the whole country. I already have a contractor from Italy that wants to rebuild a municipal pipe system there. And then I have these people from France who want to build, like, houses there. It would look just like Palm Beach, Florida. It'll be wonderful.
I hate Palm Beach. I hate Palm Beach.
Yeah, I know you do, but it would be nice over there. When it's done, it would look very nice.
But I hate it.
We have a zombie problem, and it comes from Haiti, because we invaded Haiti. Bill Clinton invaded Haiti, and we have a zombie problem we can't solve.
Solve all the zombie problems, just the big one.
Donald Trump is a zombie. Hillary's a zombie.
You're a zombie, he's a zombie, she's a zombie.
I've been a zombie for
Would
years.
Would you like to be a zombie too?
For years. I've been a zombie for 30 years.
You're a zombie. We're a zombie. Everybody's a zombie. Would you like to be a zombie too? Sing along,
but
babe.
I like to end the whole thing,
I'm a zombie, you're a zombie, they're a zombie, he's a zombie. Would you like to be a zombie, baby?
Yeah.
I'm a zombie, they're a zombie.
Yeah.
He's a zombie, Michael's a zombie. I'm a zombie, would you like to be a zombie?
I am a zombie.
It's a zombie.
Yeah, but you know, the zombie thing is rock, man.
Zombie.
It's fun, though, being a zombie,
zombie.
I have to say. But I'd rather, do something else, though. Really. I think we should just surrender to $3 trillion.
Would you like to be a zombie, Florida?
Hey,
would you like to be a zombie,
look like Palm Beach?
Would you like to be a zombie, too? Would you? Michael, would you like to be a zombie?
Working definition of zombie is...
Well, it means... It's better than being a robot, but it's not quite as nice as being a bird or anything like that.
I need a better definition of what a zombie is.
Okay, well, let's imagine that a zombie is a creature that it's at least 7 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And in order to become a zombie, it had to undergo such a ritual as to be functioned.
They got this zombie thing down.
Pre-animation
from Haiti. You know that? I was there when they did it.
$3 trillion to Haiti for zombies.
Army National Guard, who told me they ripped up these
zombies,
all the voodoo from Haiti.
I'll send
the
creatures to Haiti for all the zombies. And then when I have all the zombies, they'll be my zombie army. And I will teach them how
to
sing.
It's a zombie thing. It's zombie. Like the mall. It's like a Fifth Avenue.
I'll bring them on down to the mall and I'll teach all the zombies to sing. Wouldn't you like to be a zombie too? I'm a zombie. You're a zombie. Here a zombie. There a zombie. Would you like to be a zombie too?
I love to be a zombie too.
Would you like to be a zombie? You know you could be a zombie. Would you like to be a zombie too? If you were a zombie, you could be a zombie like me. Would you like to be a zombie too?
A zombie.
Would you like to be a zombie? Couldn't you ever be a zombie? Would you like to be a zombie? Yeah, it's a new hit. It's taking over the nation. It's the latest groove that's taking over the nation. Wouldn't you like to be my zombie baby?
You know, Mr. Jeremy, I gotta go, man. I have to.
Okay.
But you know, I love you, babe. You're the best.
Well, I'm really glad that you stopped by for today, and call anytime.
So listen, are you doing any other gigs? I keep missing your gigs.
No, it's too much trouble.
Cute at this age.
I know, aren't they adorable? Give them a lollipop.
You don't have any gigs in the shtick shows in the East Village anymore?
Nope, too much trouble. I don't exist as a human being or a corporeal body at this point. It's just too much trouble.
I believe you, babe.
Let me go,
babe.
Okay.
You know I love you, babe, but I gotta
go.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. I'll bring back a good point about your question earlier. Oh. Okay, you are there.
Oh yeah, no, I was just making sure he was gone because, you know, once he starts talking it's you can't shut him up. But it was nice of you to put up with him.
I'm a very patient kind of guy. Yeah. If you exist only as a waveform, I don't know I guess if it was a waveform that was aware of itself as such, then it would still be sentient. And if it's there, then it be. So it's a being.
Right, but let's say that the being consists of only energy that is not
energy
visible
particles.
in any spectrum of natural light.
Well, let me ask you this. My first question would be, is this bundle of energy or information localized in any way?
No. That is to say, it comes from a dimension where time is very strong and gravity is very weak.
Once you give it an it, now it has a form that we have to figure out what we're talking about.
Oh, we're talking about my best friend. I mean, you know, come on. But the point is, in a place where time is very weak and gravity is very strong...
Yes.
Then things are localized in a different way because they're not localized ever in time. but they're localized in the same place.
You lose every constant. And that's why it's so difficult to calculate and navigate.
Exactly.
Because all the constants are removed.
It become impossible for me to navigate reliably. So at this point, I've been in the same moment now for about 1,000 years.
Even what's very ironic about this is that even though the theory of relativity led us to the discovery of things like wormholes and black holes, in fact, those things nullify his theory of relativity, which is, to me, just fascinating and brilliant at the same time.
You'd think he would that would make him very happy when he finally found out that once you exist inside of a black hole and you're not really in reality anymore, that the multidimensional reality becomes much clearer. He would enjoy that. I think of him often when I skip through the dimensions, because I think he'd probably get a real kick out of doing stuff like that. The thing is,
him and Mark, you know, else him and Mark Twain.
Oh, Sam was a good friend.
You know, Mark Twain has will navigate time. Is has will, you know.
Isn't
right
having
now, today, in the future, back then, he went past here. That's where I am right now. I'm pretty fixed right now. I'm not moving sideways. I'm just.
Oh, really? Are you? Are you actually
right
have
now,
a fixed place in time?
Yeah, I can't. If I'm constantly, I don't control the slipping into it. But I have to control the pulling out of it, otherwise I can literally get sick.
Well, of course.
It makes
me sick all the time.
It's akin to like radiation sickness, and if I get too confused, I get in a very bad state, and it takes a long time to level out of that. So I have to be very careful about.
I agree.
You know.
Of course.
It's like LSD. A little is good, a lot necessarily may not be better, you know?
It's dangerous.
Because once you ask your doctor if time travel is right for you.
And if you're not prepared for it, and then you begin moving through dimensions and time at the same time, it doesn't even matter if you can stand perfectly still anymore.
I had my being pretty much torn apart and reassembled the first time because I didn't see it coming. I thought I was kidding,
well,
but I wasn't,
that's
and it happened.
Exactly. See, I was already an expert in humor, so I didn't have to worry about that part.
Yeah.
It was already elementary to me that if there was a punchline, I was going to be able to find it, and existence has such a good punchline.
I saw it once for about, like, a part of a second. I saw it, and I laughed my ass off, and then I couldn't remember what I saw.
Well,
but I peeked at it, and you're right. It's fucking hilarious and sublime at the same time.
It's my favorite joke, but I never told it to anybody yet.
It's a secret joke, isn't it? It's a very, very secret joke.
Once you figure it out, it's too funny, and then it's not worth it. You know, it's like a regular joke. Once you get it, you don't want to try and explain it to anybody.
It's a joke you can't tell. It's a joke that just occurs to you.
I was telling it, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stopped
telling
it.
What a riot. Who would have guessed? It's talking about surprise endings.
It's so obvious, though. It's just like the most obvious. It's a dirty joke, too.
It is a dirty joke, the whole thing.
I can't believe, Children tell that joke. It's dangerous. You're not supposed to let people who are that young understand. And yet they know the joke before I figured it out.
It's right up there with the best boob and fart joke.
I heard it. I was told by a baby. That's how I found out the joke. I was talking to a baby one day, and they know it real. They tell it real good.
That baby was probably laughing its ass off, too, right?
No. He seemed a little cynical about it. I really was worried about that. I didn't know quite what to tell him.
That sounds like a very old baby. You get those.
He was actually the king baby. The king of all babies. He was king baby. And
that's cool.
adorable. He's just the kind of baby you wanted to be. My baby. Yeah.
That's a trip. Is King Baby still a baby? Like, is it King Baby?
He's been growing more babyish every time I see him. He becomes, like, younger by half the amount of the previous time that I saw him. So each time I see him, he gets younger, but only half as much, and then only a quarter of that, and then only a 16th of the time before.
One physical side effect of the sideways movement through time is that my cells both grow and decay at the same time. I'm both aging and getting older, but the result, you would think they would nullify each other and I just stay looking the same, but parts of me will begin to age, whereas other features will then sort of regress, sort of like a moving picture when it's happening. That's how I know when it's happening before I've noticed, is when other people start looking at me, strangers and shit, start looking at me very strangely, like they're seeing something paranormal.
Yeah,
and
well, then you just feel lucky that they can see you.
Well, right, exactly. But when I get this certain look from people, and I'm just standing in line for groceries, and they're all looking at me,
well,
that's when I know I got to go hold up somewhere.
Did you ever think it might be the groceries? You probably shouldn't
consider it.
You shouldn't be buying that time radioactive stuff.
It was a single store location that it would happen. Now I'm not going to name the.
But how much of it did you buy?
Well, I mean, it was my primary source of all food for the period of time where I lived in this unit. I call it the unit.
Well, I think that was the problem, that everyone was looking at you because you bought so much of the stuff that they were just shocked. And then
now to be fair, I didn't take in proportionately more amounts of food for a man, you know, man, my age and size. I wasn't...
That's
like filling my cart up with like 20 cases of Pepsi and then a small thing of maraschino cherries or anything like that.
But that's what you thought, but everybody else was looking at you realizing that the amount of food that you were going to consume was going to be so dangerous. They were scared.
Generally, it was just a few avocados, a pineapple, some...
Pineapples? Are you insane, man? You don't you know what a pineapple will do to a man like you?
Some says I am, some says I ain't.
You're insane. I wouldn't touch a pineapple if you gave me 10 of them.
My Earth mother would tend to agree with you on all counts.
Pineapples are like... They're like frogs with elephants for brains. It's a terrible idea.
Pineapples have venom. It is true, they have venom. To me, it's delicious.
But I still get confused. Anyway, I think we've come to the end of the show, but it's been great having you here. I must say, I saw you just hanging out, and I thought, would this guy be insane enough to come on a television show? And you did.
Sure.
That was very courageous of you. So, thanks so much.
It's not the first time, and it's not the last. I understand that maybe... Just because I've met you 3 times in the past, you may not have been there yet.
No, I haven't. I can remember the future when I was there.
Yeah.
But that was a long time from now.
See, for me, the 3 times previously we met were in what is now the past, where you not have yet been.
Right.
So when I get there,
I
when
have
you
no
get
idea.
There, tell me I said hello.
Okay, I'll get there. But that was so much in the future for me. I may not be able to remember what you just said, but that's okay.
See you then again before there later.
Okay. Good luck to you, and thanks again for your great appearance in tonight's Weirdos TV.
That is my pleasure. I'm glad to be amongst you.
We'll see you next time.
Live long and prosper.
I can't make you go away. Go away. Okay, so that's Weirdos TV for tonight. We had guests and more guests. We went all over the world.
Hi, I'd like to purchase some cheese, please. I don't know where I live, and I don't know where I work. Can you send me some pizza? Please? Could you please?
Ah! We're still going, aren't we? I hope so. I don't want to stop. That was such a special time. It was such a special, special time. It really means so much to me to have people call in like that. Please call. Please call and Skype into Weirdos. I had to Skype. I had to send out for Skype today. I think people should be Skyping me. I appreciate that I got phone calls, but that second guy, I really had to talk to him. It was amazing. Confused whether I have more than enough or too much, but I wanted to say good night from Weirdos TV.